All right, time to look back at what went down. Before we do that, in the spirit of the
couple more what ifs.
I'm intrigued. And I'll tell you what, the caller that called in and 713-572-4610 loved the Chantrell Henderson one. Big fan of that.
Yeah.
And then what was the other one he said?
What was the other one he said?
He had the Chantrell.
Oh, Adrian Peterson.
Chantrell and AP.
Man, I'll tell you what.
AD to you, bud.
And I tell you what, man, shame on me. I did not realize he was having a monster year like
that. He's having a good year. Having a real good year.
Good night. Good night. Hell, he's got four touchdowns, too.
Yeah, no, and the Texans are about to say hello to him.
No, they could certainly use a little Adrian Peterson in their life. And Chantrell, I'll tell you what, I honestly believe that if you'd have had, I think you wouldn't have had the two games in between with the, and maybe you would have, because you still had some synergy and some chemistry that you had to work on, but you wouldn't have had the disaster where you would have moved Julian.
Yeah. Oh my!
That was one of the biggest mistakes of the season.
That's the biggest mistake that the Texans have
definitely
made.
Definitely one of them. Yeah,
moving Julian to right tackle was a disaster.
Horrific. That was a horrific choice. I don't know if that was Mike Devlin that did that or B.O.B. or some combination.
Some combination of that.
You know what? They've righted the ship. So again, props to them for figuring that out. But it just hurt your depth, if nothing else. And I thought Chantrell was going to have a
good year.
And
it affected the games.
He's a parking lot pimp. Come on, we saw him.
What would the parking lot look like?
What's that?
If he was still active.
Popping.
All right, one of my last two what ifs is very weak, so we should just blow through that one real quick. The other one I think is very intriguing.
Don't oversell it.
I undersold one and I oversold the other. The very weak one is, and just quick take on this from you guys. What if this is what Whitney Mercilus is? What, you know, a guy that's
I think this is what he is.
That's a subpar season, and maybe this is what he becomes. What?
See, I think we're doing it again with the Clowney, because Whitney's having to do a lot of things. They're not just lining him up on the edge and saying move to the quarterback. Whitney had to actually play inside linebacker last game. They've been lining him up over the tackles.
I understand.
The stat sheet does not look the same.
Stat sheet is really bad.
But he's
have you looked
around
at his numbers?
He's moving around and having to do a lot of things, and this is not.
But it doesn't include tackling the other team's football player.
But yeah. I don't think it's fair to judge Whitney based on the production that he's had in the past.
What should we judge him on?
I understand.
You should judge him on your eyes that he's
moving
around. He's not in position. He's not being put in position to have as many sacks as he used to.
It's not about sacks, though. I mean, he's had games where he's had no tackles.
That's my point, Landry. While I agree with your premise, it's like offensive line. A lot of times linebackers just get it. You know, if you're in coverage, they don't even throw it your way, but you're in coverage, you're doing your job. I get that. What I'm saying is at some point you have to flash. You have to flash something, whether it's run game, you know.
But he's not being in position to flash because Watt and Clowney are eating. He's literally soaking up blocks at times like a linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's literally moving him inside sometimes.
He's doing his job a lot of times. I'm sorry.
I guess my point is that, listen, I like Whitney Mercilus. I'm a Whitney Mercilus guy, but I'm just saying linebackers are supposed to tackle. It's not like he's a D tackle suck. I mean, you know, if he was a nose tackle, you know, sucking up blocks, that's one thing.
That's where they're putting him sometimes. They're putting him standing up over the center and guard a lot of times in these pass rush situations.
Pass rushing situations I get. And again, I'm not saying that his sack numbers are disappointing, no question. But, you know, let's not take away from the fact that, you know, it's not like they've played world beaters of offensive lines.
This is true.
And real quick, your take on the fact that it's lazy to say Jadeveon Clowney is, you know, just by judging him on sacks. I get he's having a good year all around, but you've got one of the league leaders in sacks on the other end. It's not stopping Bradley Chubb from getting sacks. Okay?
Yeah.
So why is it that so it's okay for Bradley Chubb to get sacks and be disruptive and get numbers, but we're supposed to give Jadeveon a Clowney a pass?
See, this is what I'm saying is I watch J.D. Clowney play every game. So I can see J.D. Clowney's impact without just measuring sacks. Like, I can see he's stopping the run. He pressured the quarterback there, and the quarterback threw it away, and now they're having to punt. I don't watch Bradley Chubb every day, so I can't just look in a box score and say Bradley Chubb has sacks, J.D. Clowney doesn't. I don't know enough about Bradley Chubb, but I watch J.D. Clowney every day. We cover the guy, and I just think to sit there and watch what he does and just base it on sacks, I think it's pretty lazy.
I'm not saying it's all just sacks, but again, I'd like to see a guy.
It's what matters.
But you know what? JJ's got 9. He's got 5.5. All right? He's second on your team with 5.5.
JJ's one of the best pass rushers in the history of the game.
Exactly. Yeah. So if I've got one of the greatest pass rushers on the other side, I mean, I'd like to see Jadeveon with 7 or 8.
Who's drawing the most attention.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying Jadeveon's not having a good year, but again, you know, Brian Gain and his group over there are saying to themselves, yes, quarterback hits are great. And you know, but that's it. A lot of teams are getting quarterback hits. So anyway,
That was the one that I thought was going to go quick. But let's go. This one I think is really intriguing. What if Andrew Luck is just getting started this year? He's second in the league in touchdowns. His line is his line. That line has come together.
They put it together. That was their goal. But
what if Andrew Luck is just getting started?
Then I think they could be a wild card team. But do you think that their defense is good enough for them to make a real strong push in the division with where they're at right now?
I do, with a qualifier.
Because their schedule sucks.
Their schedule, we'll make that two. I hadn't thought of that. But yes, I'll make that two qualifier. The schedule sucks. The Texans are averaging like 19 points a game. They can score on the Texans. What I'm saying is, you know,
and here's the
their
thing.
Defense doesn't have to be that good against the Texans.
Name one wide receiver besides Wyatt Tittle, besides
T.Y.
besides T.Y. Hilton. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, listen, we can say what we want about the Texans and who's on the opposite side of D-Hop. Who the hell? Who is he throwing to besides Eric Ebron, Jack Doyle, and T.Y. Hilton?
That's the scary thing, though, is he's got two tight ends that Doyle made the Pro Bowl last year, and Ebron looks like he was a bust in Detroit. He was a top 10 pick, but he looks like a player too. Andrew Luck with those intermediate targets. I know the receivers suck, but that scares the hell out of me.
Let me ask you this: what does it say about? Is that a bigger indictment then on Detroit or on Matthew Stafford that Eric Ebron was a huge disappointment, a top 10 pick in Detroit,
right?
And now all of a sudden he's going to Indianapolis and is doing his thing.
Detroit's
really
a mess,
and is really meeting the expectations that everybody thought he would. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, he looked damn good against the Texans, but you're right. That two tight end set scares people.
Especially against the Texans. They've had trouble against tight ends.
Yeah.
Lots of trouble. All right. So, are you done? You don't do what ifs?
Yeah.
It's good, man.
Thank
good.
You.
You want a couple loopholes real quick?
Of course we want some loopholes.
Sure. Then I
want
to hear this audio of yours.
All right, Rob, go ahead.
Hey, good morning. What if the Texans would have signed Dez Bryant and traded for Le'Veon Bell?
That would have been
Well,
they weren't going to sign. I mean, I know it's a what if game and we could play along. Oof. It wasn't going to happen on either front, but
I'd be a lot of combustible personalities in that locker room.
Is it crazy for me to say I'd rather have Demaryius Thomas
than Le'Veon?
No, than Dez.
Oh, no, I agree with that.
Oh, no, I'm with you. I think we're all three in agreement on that. Yeah, that's because Demaryius's locker room
And his numbers aren't that
question.
With a good quarterback, his numbers aren't, you know.
Le'Veon and Mike Lombardi tweeted this out earlier, maybe the stupidest hell that in sports.
Thank you.
He's either really dumb or he's just really stuck holding to his guns.
This is my thing. If I'm an NFL exec, first of all, James Conner's a third-round pick. God bless him. But he's doing just as well, arguably, as Le'Veon Bell did.
Hasn't missed a beat.
They haven't missed a beat. It doesn't look like they miss him.
He's third in the league in rush.
Have you looked at the list of guys who have not played football for a year? And I'm not talking about a season-ending injury, because at least when you have an injury, you're at the facility. They're helping you out. They're rehabbing you. They're doing all that.
Pac-Man.
Like, let's look, like, go back to even Mike Williams at USC. Go back to guys who leave for a year. It's hard to come back and be as good as you once were. And also, people already don't value the running back position.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see how, if I'm a GM, I'm going to look at Le'Veon Bell and say, all right, I'm going to kind of question your heart because you walked away from the game for a year. That's strange. The team didn't miss a beat when you left. So why does he think that he's going to get some sort of big contract next year?
Right.
Because he's still a good running back.
He's great, but a lot of people, you can get great running backs, Fred. Like, just go through all the best running backs in the league. They're mid-round. A lot of them are mid-round picks.
Well, no, I'm with you 110%. I didn't realize James Conner was a third-round pick. I mean, the third round has become the new first round.
Kareem Hunt, Alvin Kamara.
For running backs.
And James Conner.
And I think Dalvin Cook was, a second-round pick, I think?
Dalvin Cook was second.
Okay. So, no, you're exactly right. He's still going to get some bread. Now, I think you're right, though. Has he hurt his own value by doing this? Mm-hmm. No question at all. No question. He tell you what, let me ask you this. Would you give him Todd Gurley money?
No, he's not Todd Gurley.
He's really good. Don't let the distance.
Le'Veon Bell's a bad dude.
He really is.
Le'Veon Bell is a cold dude.
I mean, where would he have been drafted in the fantasy drafts? I know that's
top three.
Right?
He was drafted in the first round.
Yeah,
there's still a lot of people suffering from it.
Mm-hmm.
Miserable. Shame on them. All right, so there are what ifs. Good job by you guys on that. All right, here we go. Look back at what went wrong or what happened.
What had happened was
Landry unearthed this audio, and I don't know how we're going to feel about it. So
these were our preseason predictions.
Scary.
That is scary.
Yes, they were. And let's start with the NFC. What did John Lopez and Freddie D pick in regards to the NFC?
Who's your NFC pick for Super Bowl?
Rams over Eagles. How about you?
I had Philadelphia, but I kind of talked myself out of it. I'm going with New Orleans.
Oh, good wow. pick.
I'm going with New Orleans.
They could be monsters.
Let's hear the breakdown. Let's hear the breakdown.
They could be super monsters this year. I just Drew Brees just doesn't slow down. They've got a damn good defense. And again, Drew Brees is going to be there all year long.
Who are they against?
Eagles. I'll go with them over the Eagles. Yeah.
Look how proud you look, Fred.
What? Did you see that breakdown?
I mean, I had the Rams. I'm not dancing. Rams have got better record on them.
You know
they do have
Rams,
better record.
Everybody was jumping on that Rams bandwagon. Everybody was jumping on that Rams bandwagon.
And we both had Eagles. What'd you have?
I had Eagles-Panthers.
Eagles-Panthers.
Eagles
that's
over the Panthers.
That's a good... The Panthers one is solid, because they're looking damn good right now.
But I mean, the Saints
by the way,
better.
The Eagles are probably still going to win the division.
Yeah, because the Redskins are depleted. The Cowboys are a mess.
So all of us are still alive.
Look at who their garbage quarterback is.
Here's y'all's AFC pick.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about this.
Here you go.
I've got the Patriots over the Chargers in the AFC.
Really?
I like the Chargers this year. A lot of people are liking the Chargers as a flyer this year.
A lot of people are. Well, we'll find out this Sunday what's up with the go Chargers go. Mm-hmm. You ready for this?
Go for it.
I don't think you're ready for this.
I'm not ready for it.
I don't think you're ready for this. I'm going with Baltimore.
You love Baltimore this
I'm going
year.
With Baltimore, man! I'm going with Baltimore, man. I'm telling you right now. Flacco is on a mission in 2018.
He might get benched.
I'm going. That defense is solid. All right, you got to, and he's got weapons this year.
Oh my!
I stand by that.
Oh yeah, well,
I stand by that.
You know, Flacco, they're
mismanaged.
They're talking about Lamar Jackson. They want him to start.
Well, that's gonna always happen anytime the Bluebirds are
out. But they're like really talking about
the Bluebirds are out.
They're also
the back. You guys know this as well as anybody. The backup quarterback's always the most popular guy in town when the team's losing. Maybe Jim Harbaugh. Maybe John Harbaugh needs to call his brother Jim.
Yeah, but they're also under 500.
Well, they were started out 4-2. They've lost three in a row. And again, it didn't. And they've been of the nail biting variety. I mean,
are you sticking with your pick?
Blown out. Hell
just
no,
stick
I'm not
with
staying
it.
With
just stick
pick.
With it.
Hell no, I'm not staying with my pick.
You're going with the Chiefs.
I'm sticking with both conferences. I'm going to stick with both conferences.
I like my Texans. You know, I picked the Texans.
Well, are you sticking with your pick?
Yeah, I'll stick with it.
Texans and Patriots?
I'm jumping on the Chiefs, man. I just didn't say the Chiefs because I didn't want to jinx them. But now that we're 8-0 or 8-1, whatever the hell we are.
Before we go to break, could I interest y'all in your MVP picks?
Damn right. Oh, yes. I like my MVP pick.
Yeah, yours is a good one.
It's not as good as Fred's backup, though.
Oh, yeah?
No. Fred won this one, especially with the end.
All right, let's hear it. Let's hear it. I'll be the
My MVP is Jared Goff. So anyway, yeah, I got... How about you? Who's your MVP?
Deshaun. I'm going with Deshaun. Drew Brees is my backup.
He's right there. I'm right behind
Drew Brees. Dude, I had a good year.
Tell you what.
I had a good year. I usually don't have a good year. That's not bragging, trust me.
This show
I'm surprised myself.
Never fails to disappoint people. This show never fails to disappoint. What say you, Loophole? Don't forget Henry Thomas, presented by Tom Peacock Cadillac. Think Tank, bi-week edition coming up. John and Landry out tomorrow and Monday, so you guys better make it sound good. Coming up next... Do you guys agree with what Dallas Keuchel's agent had to say about him? And you can change your gender, but can you change your age?
What?
Well, some wily folk out there is trying to do that. And finally, Thursday Night Football gives us something to look for.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.